Okay, let's start. Haryos Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis towards the bottom, second to last line. Tani, Rabbi Meir Machayev. So, what are we talking about? The Mishnah quoted a machlokas relating to our topic here in the first parak of Maseches Haryos. Par helam davar shel tzibur. And the question the Mishnah dealt with is what happens if Bezdin paskind incorrectly, and somebody heard about it, and he was about to eat chaylev, but before he ate chaylev, Bezdin changed their mind. And Bezdin realized, oh, we made a mistake, but nobody told this guy. And he didn't realize it. So even though Bezdin went, and maybe even Bezdin brought the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur already, but this poor guy didn't know about it, so he still acted. So what's the halach? Is that call tola on Bezdin? Is that call that it's still, he's allowed to rely on the fact that it was Bezdin who did it, and therefore he is pater, or Bezdin's out of the picture, because Bezdin recognized their mistake, and therefore he is going to be chayef. So that was a machlokas. The Mishnah quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon held pater, Rabbi Elazar hold suffik. What does suffik mean? It's like an Ashim Tali. You're not sure whether he did an aveira or not. We're not sure about this psak, and therefore it is suffik. So the Gemara quotes three opinions in that issue. Tani, second to last line, Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir sheet is not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, no, for sure Bezdin is out of the picture, and therefore this person did a shogeg, which he is chayev a karban chatas for. So Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Elazar Omar Suffolk. But here we have a fourth opinion. Mishum Sumchis Amru Tolui. Sumcha says Tolui, which sounds like it's a Suffolk. Sounds like the same thing as the third opinion. So what's the difference between number three and number four? Amr Yochanan Ashim Tolui Gibinayu. The nafkamina is it so Suffolk that he's chayav an Ashim Tolui? Or is a little chance of a Suffolk, but it's not so much of a Suffolk that would be chayav an Ashim Tolui. And though, which is which? So we would have thought the one who says Tali says you're chayav the Ashim Tali, the one who says Safik is not. But the Mefarshim explains the opposite. The one who says Safik means it's a real bona fide Safik, and therefore you're chayav an Ashim Tali. The one who says Tali means there's a little doubt, but it's not enough of a doubt to be mechayav you an Ashim Tali, and therefore it is more of an anus, as the Tosafot Rashi's Lashon is. Anus, like we spoke about a day or two ago, the Note of Yehuda. Meaning, why shouldn't it just be anus? The whole thing should be anus every time somebody hears something from Bezdin. Okay, so either way, that's the machlokas. So now Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zeira, tries to give us a deeper understanding of each of the shitas. I'm Rabbi Zeira, mashal de Rabbi Elazar l'mal de Radoma. Let me give you a mashal, a comparison for Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is the one who says suffik, meaning it's a serious suffik, and you're chayav an Ashim Tali for it. What is this similar to? He gives the exact case of Ashim Tali, which we'll talk about by the Shem a lot, in Seder Kachim, in Meseches Krisus, and other places. La'adam sha'achal savich chaylev savich shuma, and somebody eats a piece of fat, and he's not sure if it's not kosher fat or kosher fat. Or he's sure what he ate, but he wasn't sure about the item. Venodelo, and he finds out that he had this safik. Shemevi Ashim. If he realizes this, if he realizes that he ate the treif, that he has to bring a chatas. But until that point, if he doesn't know what he ate, so then he has to bring an Ashim Talui. So that's a similar level of suffik that we would have here. Here too, we're not sure how to treat this type of case because he is relying on Bezdin, even though Bezdin really, you know, changed their mind by this time. So, therefore, it's a serious suffik and he should bring an Ashim Tali. Velo mi boy, and now we refer to a machlokes, which we've quoted already, which the source we haven't gotten up to yet. Velo mi boy laman da amart, sibur maisi, and not only according to the opinion that says, who brings the paralam davar shel tzibur? Remember we quoted a machlokes, whether that's the bezdin or the tzibur themselves. Maybe even each shevet brings their own Ashim Tali, brings their own paralam davar shel tzibur. So not only if the tzibur is the one that brings it, so then it's really public. They probably put it into the newspapers. Everybody can participate. The Mefarsim Amilsa. Not only in that case do we still say that he is going to be Chayev and Ashim Talui. El Afilu Madam Rebezim Avian. Even in the case where Bezdin is the one that brings it, Delo Mefarsim Amilsa, that it was not public, and therefore, how could we really fault him? Isn't that really an anus? Bezdin does. He didn't know about it. No. Yavishal Avi Amrinle. No. If he would have asked, somebody would have told him before you do if you got a psak from the Bezdin Agadol and you're about to act on it, just make sure right beforehand to ask to make sure that it is Bezdin hasn't changed their mind. which is unusual. You know, if the Bezin HaGadol tells you something, you know, we should assume he could go with it. You don't have to ask again. It's not like someone who a group of people who would have changed their mind, who wouldn't be sure about something. But that's what the Gemara says. And Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Avin Vitim, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvita, Mashal de Sumchis Lamar Devadome. What's the Mashal of Sumchis? Sumchis is the one that says Talui, which means it's hardly even a suffix. It's a little doubt, but not enough to be mechayiv im a karban. L'mada v'dome, l'adam shevi kabaraso bein hashmashos. Somebody who has his karban brought bein hashmashos. The Kohen brings the karban bein hashmashos. We know a karban brought by day is a kosher karban, right? Biyom, tzavo, the Gemara says in Megillah and elsewhere. And karban by night is no good. So bein hashmashos, safik mi bod yotzav nischaperlo, safik mi shechashecha nischaperlo. Whether his kapara was during the day or at night. During the day would be good, at night not. She'ein mevi hashem tali. There he does not bring an hashem tali. That's not enough of a safik. Why? Because a kohen wouldn't bring a karban at night. Kohanim know the halacha. They bring it by day, and even if it's pretty late, we can assume, yeah, it's a little suffix. You're not sure exactly, but it's not enough of a suffix to be mechayev you to have to bring another karban, and therefore we would allow it. See, interesting. Rashi here says it's, and even if you want to say some formulate Rashi as a, and again, as we said, Rashi might be the Rivan here. Rashi seems to say, as some formulated, that it's kind of a sfek sveka. You're not sure if it was before or after, and even if it was Ben Hashmashos, well, maybe Ben Hashmashos isn't really Ben Hashmashos, because he quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Brachos Dav Beis, right? Ben Hashmashos is Keheref Ayin, it's only a second long. So how could it really have been during Ben Hashmashos anyway? So that also pushes it to be during the day. It wasn't at Vaday Laila. Shari Ben Hashmashos, Rashi quotes here, is Keheref Ayin, Ve'ein Adam Ba'olam Yachol La'amod Alav, Im Min Hayom O Min HaLaila. Right, nobody could know about it. Patur, but therefore you'd be patur in that case because lechora it was given by day. Interesting that lashon of, you know, nobody knows, nobody could really recognize and notice. Right, it reminds us a little bit of the medrash that Rashi quotes in Brachos. Parshas Brachos, remember Rashi on Vayechulu. Rashi quotes right that Vayechalchem bayom hashvi. Hashem finished on the seventh day. He finished on the seventh day. He finished on the sixth day. He didn't finish on the seventh day. Shabbos on the seventh day. So Rashi quotes from Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right? A person who doesn't know the exact second that time, so he has the most of Michal HaKodesh. Kodesh Baruch knows Kuchut HaZaira, right? Kuchut HaZaira, but we don't know. We don't know seconds. Right, so here too, right? Ikarifin Adam Olam Yochol Lamod Olav. Right, a person can't be omade on that moment because we can't be omade on moments, on seconds. Right, even though we think we know every second. Right, that's one of the examples that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings as a Siyag Daraisa. Right, a mitzvah saseh of a Siyag Daraisa. Usually Siyagim are lo saseis. Right, you're not allowed to. You have to you're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav because the Kesef Mishnah says because you might come to eat basa b'chalav. You're not allowed to have isur of yichud, not isur of negiya, right? All on a daraisa level. But once in a while, you can have a siyag daraisa. Number one on a daraisa level. Number two on a mitzvah zaseh level, right? Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif is a mitzvah zaseh that one has to do in order to make a siyah because they don't know the exact time. Just another example that comes to mind now is the Klei Yakar about Kisi Hadam. Right, there's a mitzvah asay to cover blood, so you don't come to eat blood. Right, that's the again another example of a mitzvah asay of a siyah daraisa. Right, two examples. Number one in Bein HaShemashos. The other point to talk about here, of course, is Bein HaShemashos itself. Again, a lot to talk about, but we haven't done it in a long time, so we'll talk for 2-3 minutes about Bein HaShemashos. And that is, it's based on a stira in the Gemara. There are two Gemaras, right? One Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Sadi Dalid, where the Gemara says that the time from Shkia to Tzeis is the time of 4 mil, meaning the time it takes the average person to walk 4 mil. That's Pesachim Sadi Dalid and Aleph. Mishkia Tzachava Vatzeza Kochavim Arba Milin. And on the other hand, Tosfos there points out, Tosfos it's both in Pesachim and in Shabbos, that in Shabbos Lamedalid, Ezel Ben Hashmashos, Mishatishka Achama, Kol Zman Shepenei Mizrach Ma'adimin, Vechulu, Umaskin Nahasan, De Ben Hashmashos, Tlasa Rivi Mil. 3/4 of a mil is Ben Hashmashos. So 1 second. We thought that Ben Hashmashos is the time from Shkia to Seis. So how could one Gemara say Shkia to Seis is the time it takes about 4 mil? And the other Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil. So how do you answer that? So that's where the famous Rabbeinu Tam comes in. Two Shkias, right? Rabbeinu Tam was the first brisker, right? Tzvei dinim in Shkia. Rabbeinu Tam comes up with Sof Shkia and Tchila Shkia. In other words, it's 4 mil from Shkia, if we could picture a timeline of 4 mil. The beginning of the timeline is Shkia, and then we have Sof Shkia, or Shkia 2, and from Shkia 1 to Shkia 2, according to Rabbi Tam, is Vaday Yom. And then after the second Shkia to the end of the 4 mil, that's Bein Hashmashos, right? That is the that's Rabbeinu Tam. And that's why everything, Rabbeinu Tam's Zmanim, so to speak, are much later, because he could have, after what we call Shkia, and that is what the son said, it's still Vadayom, according to him. Rabbeinu Tam, the Gra, on the Bir Agra on Shulchan Aruch, has a long Bir Agra, but just two words of it are Hachush Machish, right? It can't be that it's Vadayom and it's pitch black outside. And therefore the Gra has, it turns everything the opposite way, right? The Gra says, the first three quarters of the 4 mil is Bein Hashmashos. The Rabbeinu Tam says the last three quarters are Bein Hashmashos. The Gra says the first three quarters are Bein Hashmashos, and during that point it's already Safek Yom Safek Laila. And the last three and one quarter of the four are Vaday Laila. According to each one, you have to explain, according to the Gra, what is, the Gra basically has a second, two tzeses. So what's the halachic importance of the second seis according to the Gra? And you have to figure out what's the halachic importance of the first shkia according to Rabbeinu Tam. Some say it's dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Either way, that's Rabbeinu Tam answering up the stira in the Gemara. There is a third shita, which we don't realize how important it is in terms of the minhag of Klal Yisrael, but there's a third shita to answer when Bein Hashmashos is. Is it the first four, first three quarters of the four? Is it the last three quarters of the four? There's a Yireim, to be met. The Sefer Yireim says Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. Is even before Shkia. How is that? So we don't paskin that way. We paskin, it's Vadayom until the first Shkia for sure. But if you do the math, why is that important for us? Halacha l'maaseh, we don't paskin like the Yireim. But there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael that follows the Yireim. And that is, there is a machlokas, as we know, how long is a mil? 18, 22 and a half, or 24 minutes. So if we say a mil is 24 minutes, then three quarters of a mil is 18 minutes. So three quarters of a mil is 18 minutes. So according to the Yireim, Bein Hashmashos is 18 minutes before Shkia. Right? And that's where the minute comes from to light Halakas Neiros before Shabbos, 18 minutes before Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah says 20 minutes. You have 2 minutes after Sefer Shabbos. Right? So that's where some of the Bein Hashmashos issues come up. One other ha'ara, and that is to talk about what Rashi mentions here. And that is interesting. There's a suffix about when this carbon was brought. Don't we know that the last carbon every day was the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? There's an Aseh D'Ashlama. You're not allowed to bring any carbonis before the Tamid Shel Shachar and after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So how could we say that there was a carbon that was brought towards the end? Rashi says that's only, and Rabbi Nachmanel also says it here, that's a Din L'Chadchila, but it doesn't pass the carbon. So it must be that it happened. It wasn't supposed to happen, but it happened. The Afal Pi Rashi says, Shukarav Achar Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, Ein Bo Shum Psul. It's not a Psul. Rabbi Nachmanel also and others say that it is a Lechadchila, but it doesn't passel the carpet. Okay, so that is Tosfos and the Gemara in Psachim and the Gemara in Shabbos. Again, there's a lot in these Gemaras, but Rashi alluded to that by saying the Bein Hashmashos is Keheref Ayin. Bein Hashmashos is also one of those unique lumdis topics of Suffolk in Shas, which we could put together with Androgynous and Koi. Whether there's a real Suffolk about them, or it's by Androgynous, we have it in Chazal, Birya Bifnei Atzma. And by Koi, does it have some elements of Chaya, some elements of Behema? Bein Hashmashos also might have that. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of the Ritva in Maseches Yuma, Daf Mem Zayin, which seems to say that it's a din suffik. It's not, it is suffik yom suffik laila, but it's bitaras vadai, it's suffik yom suffik, suffik laila. And therefore, it's not that there's a real suffik regarding it that we can't under answer. It's not that we're going to ask Eliyahu Navi, what is it? Maybe it's a Bri of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has elements of both in it, and therefore it's an unanswerable status. It's not a status that we're just not sure about. And therefore, maybe that's a pshat of it. Okay. Either way, this is the, we're in the middle of the explanation of Sumchis. So Sumchis says there's not enough of a suffix to bring an Asham Talui in this case, where, again, the Bezdin changed his mind before the guy brought his own carbon, and the Gemara just finishes up, V'lomi boy lamanda amar Bezdin mevian dolo fares ma milsa, and not only according to the opinion that Bezdin brings the carbon where it's not so public, elafil lamanda amar tzibur mevian, even with it tzibur brings, to mefares ma milsa where it's very public, v'havi amrina le, and maybe we should think that they would have told him, no, dafik, it's still like that type of suffix. Maybe he wouldn't have found somebody, and therefore we don't blame him, and therefore he's closer to anus than he is to shogeg, and therefore he is putter from the carbon. Good. We continue. Omar lo ben Azai. So back to the next phrase of the Mishnah. Ben Azai discuss. We also had Ben Azai earlier in the Masechta. I don't know like which types of people forgot. So we had that on Beis Mabeis. We had Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. I think I've wondered before that why a number of the Tanoim and Amorim that were named Shimon were Bedafka the ones that we don't mention the word Shimon. Right? Ben Azai, Shimon Ben Azai, Shimon Ben Zoma, Reish Lakish. Right? All the Shimons have nicknames where the name Shimon isn't mentioned. I don't know. I'm not sure. But either way, it's an interesting question. Amar lo ben Azai. So anyway, so Ben Azai said in the Mishnah, so what type of person are we talking about that didn't know about it? So Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, I think if he leaves, he goes to Medina Sayami's potter. So Amar lo ben Azai. Ben Azai said, why is this different than somebody sitting in his house? Right? And the answer Rabbi Akiva gave was, sitting in his house. He's in town. So he could have heard about it. Right? If he traveled, he's not. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva ben Azai ben Yosef. Shaper kama Rabbi Kiva ben Azai. Didn't Rabbi Kiva have a good claim? Rabbi Kiva says, if a guy's at home, then there's a chance that he would find out about it. If he's not at home, that he's traveling, then not. So Amar Rava, hechzik baderech higa ben Ayu. Rabbi Kiva did accept that claim, but there's still a difference. What if he started to leave, but he's still in town? Hechzik baderech, he's still within the tchum. Still within the tchum, higa ben Ayu. Leben Azai Chayiv, Ben Azai says, you would be Chayiv in that case, to Bebeise Isa. You're still in town. You're not in your house, but you're still within the Tchum. So once we say that, we might say, Nasata Dvarecha L'Shiurin, and even though you're on your way out, you have to, what, you're going to say, when you're in your driveway in your car? So that's when it starts? Because you're leaving, there has to be some Gvul. So we say, even if you're traveling until you're out of the Tchum, you're still within, and we will say that you should have found out. Rabbi Akiva pater do hechzik baterach. Rabbi Akiva would say, no, this is totally on Lamaisa. You have already started going on the way, and therefore you would be pater in that case because you are totally out. Right? Interesting differences also for tefilas haderach purposes in terms of are you still within the tchum? Are you within the tchum of where you're getting to? Right? We have the Rashi, I think, in Maseches Brachos quotes one of the Gaonim about this. But either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Horulo Bezdin Lakaris Kalaguf. The next rule that the Mishnah has said was, what if Bezdin was Horah, the second half of the Mishnah, totally separate from the first half? What if Bezdin, Sanhedrin HaGadol again, gave a psak to uproot an entire area of halacha, an entire mitzvah? Lakaris Kalaguf, right? And the Mishnah gave examples. There's no such thing as Nida. There's no such thing as Shabbos. There's no such thing as Avodah Zarah. Interesting, those are the big three. Mm-hmm. Right, those are the big three. We usually say Gilei Raos, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim. So those are two out of three. Shabbos is there. Right, that substitutes. Right, it's fascinating because that's what we know. Some of Farshim talk about why aren't the big four, aren't there the big four? You know, Shabbos can be one. The Meshech Chachma deals with this in Parshas Kisisa. Right, that you might think it should be the big four. And the point is, no, there's no such thing as Shabbos without the Jew. And therefore, you know, a Jew can't give his life for Shabbos because the whole point of Shabbos is for a Jew to be meyed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But if we would have the big four, I think we would all assume that Shabbos would be up there, right? Shabbos is compared to Avodah Zarah in certain senses. We discussed a little bit at the end of a Sanhedrin, right? In the Samach Daladish area about the Ger Tosha. We discussed the Rashi in Yevamos, which says maybe someone who's makabel to keep Shabbat Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, in a certain sense, the Ger Tosha has to keep Shabbos, because Shabbos is part of Avodah Zarah. We discussed that there, that amazing Rashi in Yevamos. But either way, so the Gemara here says, if you're Oker Kol Aguf, so that is not Chayav Aparelam Davar Shal Tzibur. Tana Ravana. V'nelam davar, V'lo she'yaker ha-mitzvah kula. If something, some part of something is lacking from their knowledge, v'lo she'yaker ha-mitzvah kula, not that a whole mitzvah is uprooted. Ketzav was an example. Amru ein nida batora, ein Shabbos batora, ein avodas kochavim batora. If they say there's no such thing as nida Shabbos or avodah zarah, so yachol yuchayavin. You might think that they should be chayev a parel and davar shel tzibur. Tamalomar venelam davar veloshe tisali mitzvah kula. No, the davar, some part of it is lacking in their understanding. Veloshe tisali mitzvah kula, but it's not that the entire mitzvah would be removed from their understanding. Harei lepaturin, right? So it'd be pater in that case. Aval amru yesh nida batora aval. But if they say there is a katzav of nida, aval habal shemer is yom keneged yom pater. But the detail within laws of taras mishpacha shomer is yom keneged yom pater. Yesh Shabbos batora aval a detail hamotzi mirushus hayachle rishus harab in pater. Right? Dine hotzaa. Pater. Yesh avodas kochavim batora, aval mishtachav pater. So yachol yu paturin. You might think you're pater in these cases where they only paskin against a certain detail. Tamalomer v'nelam davar v'lo kol aguf. That's the brisa. Now we're going to talk about the brisa and each. The fascinating. These are the details that Beis Din makes a mistake in. So Omar Mar. So yachol yu paturin. So 1 second. The second half of the brisa. We've already established that if Beis Din is oker kol haguf, they're pater. So what does the second half of the brisa have? You better have a havamina. If they're oker partial, they're pater. So what case are you going to be chayiv in? Says the Gemara, Amar Mar Yochel Yu Peturin, that phrase. V'ibekia mixas, ubitol mixas peturin, uba akires kol aguf peturin, b'may chayavin. So what's going to be the case of chayiv? You've already established, if you knock out a whole medin, you're pater. You knock out a half a din, you're also pater. What's the havamina? So the Gemara says, Tana hachi kakashole. No, this is what is bothering the Brisa. Ema, the second half of the Brisa is saying maybe only that. Davar kula milsa mashma. Maybe I would have thought that you have to be oker kol aguf. Right? If you say davar, it's kol davar. Tamalomar v'nelam davar. That's why v'nelam davar teaches me only part of something knocked out. It creates a chiyuv. So my mashma, where do you see that from the word davar? Amar ula kari bey v'nelam mi davar. What does that mean? It says v'nelam davar. So the Mefarshim explain, you use the mem both, twice. You use the mem. It's kind of like what we're not supposed to do by Kriya Shema. Right? Vavantem mehera. We're not supposed to make it into one letter. So here we take one letter and make it into two letters. Right? That we take vinelam davar, vinelam mi davar. You can make it into a double mem. Right? That's the drasha. So it's mi davar from a davar, only partial. Interesting. So it's as if we're reading the words all together. Right? Sometimes we have gorinu mosifin. In other contexts, we allow to take a word here and put it somewhere else. We have the concept of Eir Parshius at the beginning of Sanhedrin and the end of Baba Kama, where this Parsha belongs somewhere else. But here, it's not as extreme. It's as if the words are all together, and we're reading a letter as the end of the previous and the beginning of the next. Maybe it's based on the Ramban. The Ramban in the Hakdama Torah. We know the Ramban writes his Kabbalah Shel Emes, right? Towards the end of his Hakdama, the Ramban has a short Hakdama at the beginning where he has a little poem, but then he has a 6-page Hakdama at the beginning of his Pirush al Torah. Od yesh biyadenu Kabbalah shel emes. We have a Kabbalah. We have a Mesorah. Ki kol haTorah kula shmosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah on a deeper level spells out Shem Hashem. Sha'atevos mischalkos l'shemos. The words can be broken up differently. Be'inyin echad. In the same way that the words are placed, ki'ilu tachshov al derech mashal. As an example, ki pasuk bereishis yischalek letevos acheros. Kigon, berosh yisbara elokim. You just split it up. Instead of saying bereishis, put berosh, just put the break of the words differently. V'chol ha-Torah kula kain. And you could break up it in all different ways. Milvatzi rufein v'gematriosein shel shemos. Besides the other deeper levels. And then he continues. He quotes Rashi from Masechah Sukkah about the shame of Ayin Beis. But either way, what does the Ramban say? The Kol HaTorah Kula really is all can be read together. We just break it up into ways that we can understand it. Right? That's how the Gemara says in two places that Torah is one of the seven things that was created before the world was created. because how could that be? The Torah says about what happened in the world. The answer is it was in its pristine state before the world was created, so it didn't say Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's what the Vilna Gaon also says, how it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, according to one opinion, how could he write Vayom HaShem Moshe? Right? It didn't happen yet. And it would be a lie. And that was the problem with the other Tana has. But how could that be? So the Vilna Gaon says maybe it didn't say Vayom HaShem Moshe yet. All the letters were jumbled together and it wasn't broken up into words yet. So therefore he could write it. He was just told, write a Vav, Yud, Mem, Tav, Shin. But he doesn't tell the words. Right? So maybe that's the whole basis how we're allowed to darshan this type of idea by saying, right, that these two words, you could use one letter, the end of the previous word, and the beginning of the next word, we could say mi davar, right? Vanela mi davar, right? That's a suggestion. Yeah, that Ramban is used by many. Rosalvachik used that Ramban to explain, his yard site is in 2 days. Used the Ramban to explain two Gemaras. The Gemara in Brachas Chaf Aleph, Kishem Hashem Ekra, is the basis for Berachas HaTorah. Before we learn Torah, we have to say a bracha. But it's also Yuma Lamed Zayin, the same source to teach me that when we hear the Shem Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash, we have to bow down. So how can you learn two things from the same pasuk? The answer is it's the same halacha. When we learn Torah, we're coming in contact with the Shem Hashem on a deeper level, like based on this Ramban. Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmos HaShem Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's his Kabbalah Shel Emes. And therefore, it's the same halacha. When we come in contact with the Torah name of God, or the actual name of God, right? We have to react. Kishem HaShem Ekro, when we hear the name of God, Havu Godel, we ascribe greatness to Hashem by praising it, or by physically bowing down. A lot more, the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Taryag talks about this Ramban. He talks about the Kashas of the Sefer Torah. But we'll continue and we'll see if there's any time later. But we continue. That's number one. How do we know it has to be only part of something? Vinela midavar. Chizkia Amar, number two. Amar Kra, Vyasu Achas, Mikol Mitzvos. Mikol Mitzvos, hello, Kol Mitzvos. From Mitzvos, right? That's a minute, that's a lafuke in a excluding Lashon. So Gemara says, Mitzvos, Tarti Mashma. It says mitzvos, though. Maybe you should have to have two mistvos that they haven't mistaken. But it says mitzvas, right, which is singular, and therefore that's why it's even one. Ravashi Amar, third pshat, yolav davar davar mizakin mamre. Maybe you're learning Zer Shava from Zakin Mamre. Dechsiv bei bezakin mamre, it says by Zakin Mamre too, the rebellious elder. Ki pali mimcha davar, when something is hidden from you, and you have to listen to the rabbis, .. lo tzasim nadavar she'agidu lecha yaminu smol. Right? Do not turn from the thing, davar. It says the word davar there too, right or left. Ma mamre min hadavar velo kol davar. Just like zaki mamre has to be part of a halacha and not an entire area of halacha. Af bahura davar velo kol aguf. So to hear by Paralam Davar Shal Tzibur. So it is a Gzeira Shava. Yesterday I alluded, but I didn't get to mention it. Maybe yesterday or 2 days ago, the Rashi and the Ramban's expansion of Rashi on this pasuk of Lo Sasur. Right, Lo Sasur, Nadavar, don't turn right or left. So Rashi says, even if they say your right shoe is your left shoe, or your left shoe is your right shoe. That's pretty extreme, if we take that Rashi literally. So Ramban there in Dvarim says, no, of course not. Ramban says, that's not what the Torah means. Says the Ramban, that's not even what Rashi means. Afilu, he quotes Rashi. Afilu amomer lecha yamin shu small. O shmo shu yamin lashon Rashi. Ve'in yano. Meaning he's not arguing on Rashi. Many times he'll say ve'eno nachon, ve'lo nihirali on Rashi ala Torah. Right? Even though Ramban has utmost respect for Rashi ala Torah. Ve'lo mishpat ha'bechora. He says about Rashi in his Akdama to Chumash, right? Even Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, once said, he writes in one of his letters, that I could fathom, even we can't fathom, I could fathom Rashi writing his commentary on Shas. We can't fathom that, but Rabbeinu Tam could fathom his grandfather doing that. But he said, I can't fathom his writing the commentary on Chumash. Which we're like, whoa, amazing. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Unbelievable. And the Rashbam, his brother said, he told me, beginning of Vayeshev, he told me, if he had more time, he would write it again. Rabbeinu Tam was in awe of it, as we are. Anyway, so the Ramban says, after quoting Rashi, v'inyano, afilu takshov belibcha, even if you think in your heart, not that it is right, left, right, even if you think, shehem toim, v'adavar pashut be'inecha, kasher atel yodea ben yimincha l'smalcha, like you know between your right and your left, you think that they're wrong. Tasek mitzvasa. Va'al tomar eich ochel hachilav hagomor hazeh o erok ha'ish anaki hazeh. Aval tomar kach tzivo si ha'adona mitzaveh ala mitzvos she'easeh b'chol mitzvosav k'chol asher yaruni ha'omdim lefanav. Ba'makoma she'yivchar va'amashmos daitam nasan li ha'torah. Afilu yitu. And based on their interpretation, v'zeh ke'inyan Rabbi Yoshua in Rabbi Gamliel v'yom ha'kipurim shechal lios b'cheshbonoch. Rosh Hashanah chafei. Right, and that's what he says. And then the Ramban adds, this is a Yesodistic Ramban for every generation, including our generation, in terms of the covet for the Mesorah, and the covet for recognizing that there's a concept of Mesorah. V'atzorach b'mitzvah azoz gadol ma'od, says the Ramban. Ki atorah nitin lanu b'ksav. V'yaduahu shelo yishtavu hadeos b'chol advar manol adim. People aren't going to agree about things. The Malachim said, man is full of sheker, don't create him. Right, so people aren't going to agree. V'ine yirbu machlokes, v'tasa torah k'shtei toros. V'chatach lanu akasav adin, she'nishba lebezen agadol. You have 71 of the greatest rabbis. So you go by this, you're not talking about one rabbi or two rabbis. You're talking about the greatest of the generations. And they're in the Beis HaMikdash. They're zochet to the siyata d'shmaya of the Beis HaMikdash, being right next to the Kodesh Kadashim. So that's what he says. Also, a machlokas, whether Losasra applies on a daraisa level to other batei dinim, the Rabban here emphasizes Bezdin HaGadol. Okay, so but that's all related to number three. So we have three sources for how do we know it's only part of a halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Next, says Shmuel, Ein Bezdin Chayavin. Next yisod, which relates to what we were just talking about. Ein Bezdin Chayavin, Ad Sheyoru B'davar Sheinas Dukim Modimbo. Bezdin is only chayiv if they mispaskind, if they made a mistake about something that's not mefurish b'Torah. The tzdukim are modet to the what's mefurish b'Torah. Ava b'davar shat tzdukim modim bo peturin. But if it's something that the tzdukim are modet in, if it's mefurish b'Torah, then pater. That's not called a hora'a. That's not called a psak. My time is zilkar be'rafu. Go ask a child in yeshiva. So Karbe Rav, and Rashi explains that that's not called a shogeg. That's amazing, right? He should know better. And therefore, that's not a case where a par helam davar should be or would be brought. Good. So now we have to go back to all the cases that we just spoke about. Tanan, yesh nida batora, or even just ha'ara. Right, the Tzdukim, right, the Rambam talks about the Tzdukim in Pirkei Avos, where the Rambam discusses, where does he talk about it? Right at the beginning, right on the Mishnah, in the Perek Halam Mishnah Gimel. Al Tiyukam Sham Shana Sarav Amanat Lekal Pras, Allah Shalom Amanat Lekal Pras. And that's where the Mefarshim, Rashi, and the Rambam all talk about the Tzdukim and the Baitusim, the Talmidim of Shema, of Atikah that says Socho, Shmaya, and of Shmaya and Avtalion, with Sadok and Baitus. And there he talks about, let me just find it, V'hayu l'zeh achacham shnei talmidim. Shemo echad tzadok, v'shemo acher baitus. And when they heard this, shalom anas l'kal apras, oh, there's no reward. So we're doing this for nothing? Right, they were medayik. They were medayik, amanas shalom l'kal apras. No, it's shalom anas l'kal apras. Right, not that you're not going to get reward, but don't do it for that reason. So that's what the Rambam talks about, how they started. They did not reject everything, because the sheker will not stand if there's no MS at all. Right? Rashi quotes that in Parsha Shlach. That's what the Meraglim started off with, a little MS too. But he says, it started off with leaving Torah Shebachsav. They had plans to get rid of that too. But it didn't pan out. Either way, that's what the Rambam talks about, the Tzdukim. It's fascinating. One of the reasons, there are different reasons given, suggestions given, for why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol. Right, the most famous reason of the tour, that's the day that they brought the Seh, the 10th of Nisan that year was Shabbos, that's when they tied it to the bed. I once heard a pshat, Shabbos HaGadol was because that week, the Shabbos before Pesach, there's going to be another Shabbos. Right, Mimachros HaShabbos. Right, the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos, and Mimachros HaShabbos is the day of the day after, that's when we start counting Sfira. So we want to emphasize what's the real Shabbos of that week. This is Shabbos HaGadol, and then the other Shabbos that week is not really Shabbos. Why is it called Shabbos in the Torah? Good question. And the Meshech Chachma talks about that in Pashas Emor, how that Shabbos, the Yontif then, the first day of Pesach, was like Shabbos. Either way, but that's another pshat of Mimachar the Shabbos. It happens to be, right, the Stukim always say Shavuos is on a Sunday. It happens to be when the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, then there's Shalom in the world. And the Stukim and the Prushim all are following the same normative opinion. But either way, this is a little bit about the stukim. So Tanan, one second, ask the Gemara now. So Shmuel holds that if Bezdin Paskin is something that's Mefurish Bakra, so then it's not going to be a parallel of Davar Shal Tzibur. Tanan, but the Mishnah says, Yesh Nida Batorah. Aval Habal Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom Patur V'Yamai. So why is that going to be Chayav Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom Haksiv V'Safrala? It's a Mefurish Pasuk. Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom is also in the Torah, just like Nida's in the Torah. So says the Gemara, Malah Meisha Soferes Echel Echad. Right, if a suffer a lot, right, she counts, he has to count clean days, one for one, one for two, and then seven. So that it can't be that they reject Shemaris Yom Kedek Yom, that's also Mefurish Batorah. Answer, Da'amri Ha'ara Sharia, Gemara Bi Yehuda Asira. Maybe Bezin Paskin that Tchilas Bi is Mutter. Only so Bi is Aser. So maybe that's what was the Paskin. Or it says, Hanamiksid, that's also Mefurish. Es Mekora Ha'ara. Even Tchilas Bi is Mefurish. Answer, Da'amri, maybe they said, Kedarka Asira, Bia Kedarka is Asa, Shalom Kedarka Sharia. That's what's mutter. Says the Gemara Haksim, Mishkeve Isha, it also says that Befeirish, Mishkeve Isha. The answer, Da'amri, Kedarka Asur, Afilu Hara. Bia Kedarka is Asur, even Tchilas Bia. Bishalom Kedarka, Gemar Bia Hut Asur. Shalom Kedarka, it's already on shaky ground, so maybe only Gemar Bia is Asur. Avalara Sharia, and that's what's not Mefurish, and that's what Beza made a mistake in. So the Gemara says, Yachai Filo Nida Nami. So why are you jumping to Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom? Right? The same thing can be said by Nida. If it's about Shalom Kedarka, Gemar Biyo. So the Gemara says, Elo Olam Kedarka. Go back to what we said before. Utaami Ha'ara Bi'isha Dava Udechsiva. It's Bia Kedarka, but I would have thought maybe Ha'ara is only by, you're right, by an Isha that is Dava, which means a regular flow, a natural cycle, not like a woman who's sick. So that's maybe what I would have limited the Torah to only need that not Shomeres Yom Kedeged Yom. V'yivayisema or da'amri zava lohavi ela b'yamami. Maybe I would have said only if she has a re'iyah during the day. Is she a zava? Dechsiv kol yomei zova. So maybe I would have been medayik in that. Interesting, v'safra la, we know, is a very important phrase on halacha. V'safra la, it's quoted here, right? Tosfos quotes that at the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Beis Mabei says that is the source for Eid Echa Ne'eman B'Yisurin. Achlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says they're Svara. Right? Why do we know Eid Echa Ne'eman B'Yisurin? Rashi says, Shaharei Ha'amina Torah Kol Echad Ve'Echad Al Hafrashas Truma V'Shchita V'Nikar Agid V'Chelev. That's what he says. And Tosfos wonders about those sources because some of those are against the Cheskas Isser. But either way, Tosfos says that what's the source for Eid Echa Ne'eman B'Yisurin? V'Yiv Torah Min Allah Ne'eman B'Yisurin V'Yishlamah D'Yafilim Minida. The Darshina Perak Amadir, the Safrala La'atzma. Right? She's a woman's a believed that she's she did a Hefsik Tara and that she's Tahara. Right? So that's then it's Biyado to do a Hefsik. Either way, that's the that is Tosfos in Maseches Gittin. Actually, Tosfos in Ksubis related to Vesafrala also has an interesting comment. Tosfos says, Vesafrala La'atzma, so why doesn't she have to Amamish count? We know we have a mitzvah of the Sefiras Omer. So why is there a mitzvah saseh of Sefiras Zava? The Torah, my aim of Arecha is Zava Sefiras. Why doesn't she make a bracha? K'moshim avarchan al Sefiras HaOmer. Daksiv Safra. Why doesn't she make a bracha? Tosfos says, because it's not in her control. Sefiras HaOmer is in your control. If you forget, it's your fault. It's our fault. The Torah, the aim of Arecha in El B'Yovel. Shem avarchan bezdin b'chol shana. Shal olam yachol limnos kasey der. V'chein Omer. Avol Zava shem tira tistar en la limnos. In the limnos, right? There is a shaila in the postgame. What if somebody knows that they are not going to be able to finish the count? What if somebody knows they're going to have an operation during the sphira and they know they're going to miss a whole 24 hours? So are they allowed to even start to count? Right, that's a shaila. But either way, that might be that's similar to this case of zava. The shlach others quote in the Pisrei Tshuva in Hilchas Nida that no bracha on the counting, but maybe she should actually count. Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni, of the Shivan Akiyam. So that's the Shlach Kodesh quotes that is quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, weiter. So Tanan. So we figured out what the case was of Shomeres Yom. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Next, Tanan. Ye Shabbos Batora, Avala Mosi Mershus L'Rishus Pater. There's Shabbos, but Hotsa. So the Gemara says, my Hotsa, Haksiva, Hotsa is also written. Where is it written? So the Rishonim pointed out we would have quoted a pasuk in the Torah. Right, there's a rain. But for some reason, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyo, Lo sotziu masa mibateichem. Yirmiyo Anavi picks on Chil Shabbos in one of the prakim here. Feel free to listen to the Navi Shirim. But in Yirmiyo, Perek Yizayin, he says, Avodah Zara and Chil Shabbos. Right, and Dafka Hotza is discussed. Rav Hirsch has a beautiful piece on this Haftorah, the end of, I forgot, it's the Haftorah for Vayakel, exactly, I forgot which parsha it is, but he talks about why Dafka Hotsa. He talks about the two emphases of Shabbos, Bore and Manhig, and what Hotsa is as compared to the other Melech Shabbos. We know Hotsa is Melech Geruah. Right, it's the inferior, as we discussed a couple of days ago. So what's the message of Hotzah compared to the creative actions of the other malachas? Hotzah is more of, right, doing things in the world. I accomplished something even though I didn't create. So maybe that's another element of Shabbos that Yirmiyo is emphasizing. But either way, the Gemara says, but Hotzah is written. So da Amri Hotzah hu da Asur. Hachnasa mutter. Maybe the Beis Din said, oh, Hotzah is asur, because that's mafurish, but Hachnasa, bringing something in, is mutter. V'bayis, because that's not mafurish. And we know that's not true, because we know that it's an issue of just going mirishus l'rishus. V'bayis seima da'amri, or they said, Hotzah, da sira moshe v'zorek shari. Maybe handing or throwing, that's not mafurish, so that is what Beis Din Paskin like. Good. So we found something that's not mafurish batorah. Something that the Tzedukim wouldn't agree to. Tana next, Yesh Avodas Kochavim Batorah. Avala Mishtachave Patur. There is Avodah Zarah, but Mishtachave. So the verse of Amaya Mishtachave Haksiva, it also says that, Tichsivos Mishtachave El Acher, right? You can't bow down. So Gemara says, Da'amri ki Yasir Mishtachavaya Kedarka. Maybe they said, oh, only Mishtachavaya is when it's the Derech, when you do it in the, where it's the Derech to do that to the idol. Aval shalo kedarka sharya. But if it's shalo kedarka, then it would be mutter. Meaning what? So Rashi quotes, Mishtachav el pa'or, olam arkolis. Those are always the two that are given, right? Where it's unusual, right? Usually, we know, we learned how to, early in Avodah Zarah, how to serve those. V'ibay yisema da'amari, or hishtavaya gufa, kedarka hu da'asar, maybe, how did you bow? Only bowing in the normal way, in the full way, the isbe pashit yadayim v'raglayim, ha'ishtachavaya, the less be pashit yadayim v'raglayim, you don't spread out your hands and feet, sharya, so maybe that's what they would say is mutter. Remember, we mentioned the Rambam has two mitzvahs. The Rambam has a separate losaseh regarding ishtachavaya, all the way at the beginning of the losaseh, right? Avodazi has all the Avodah Zarah mitzvahs, all the way at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs Lo Saseis. So Mitzvah Saseis, Lo Saseis, hey, five, Shehiz Hirano Mishtachavos L'Avodah Zarah. Right? It's bowing down. V'umavur Shamarna Avodah Zarah Nirtzavo Kol Mashi Yaveh Zulas Ha'el. Zulas Ha'kel. V'amar Yisalo L'Shtachavelohem V'lo Sa'avdeim. It's interesting that it doesn't quote, again, quotes an unusual pasuk. Just like the Hotzah pasuk was an unusual pasuk. This, they also quote, Lo Shtachavel L'El Acher. Just quote the pasuk in the Aseret Sedibros. All the avodas are aser. Either way, the Rambam has a shtachavaya as one of the losases in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara by Rav Yosef. Rashi explains this is not going back onto what we were just talking about. We're just going back on the previous discussion of akiris kol aguf or mixas. So, boy Rav Yosef, ein charisha b'shabbos, mahu. What if Bezin knocks out an entire malacha? Is that called kol aguf, or is that called mixas? So we just spoke about this regarding Hotzah, but that was in the context of whether that's mefurish bakra or ein mefurish bakra. But here we're talking about, what about if they knock out a malacha? So we say charisha. Charisha is the first one. Charisha is on the list. So if you would pick one, interesting, Hotzah is the last one. You have Charisha and Hotzah. So, Ein Charisha v'Shabbos Mahu. Mi Amrinan, do we say, Kivan Deka Modi Bekulu Milsa, Kibiltil Mixas V'Kiya Mixas Dami. Well, since they agreed to the other 38, so this would be Chayav HaKarban, because it's only called Mixas. Odilma, Kivan Deka Akrin Leila Charisha Kalikar, Kakiras Aguf Dami. Or, since they're knocking out Charisha, it's Kakiras Aguf. It's like taking out a whole item. Again, the lumdus here is palpable in terms of how do you view the Lamed Tes Malachas. Is it one message, one theme with 39 ways of violating that theme, or is it 39 separate themes? But that could be the question here. Knocking out one, is that knocking out only part, 1/39th of something, or is it knocking out one? Right, and you have 38 other ones left, right? That's, again, it might be a Parallel Devershal Seber question. It might be a Shabbos question. How do you view the Malachas? But either way, Tashma. So let's try to prove it. Yesh nida batorah aval haba al shomeres yom kenegad yom patur v'yamai. So what about there? You knocked out shomeres yom kenegad yom. Ha'akrin l'shomeres yom kenegad yom kol ikur. So you see there, it's not called a detail. Right? So the Gemara answers no. We already answered it on Amun Aleph that it's only a detail of Shomeris Yom. So therefore there's no raya. And the same thing in the following two cases. Tashma ye Shabbos patur, but the most may reshus a yachal reshus a rabim patur. V'yamai ha'akrin hotzah kol ikur. Didn't we knock out hotzah totally? So that's like harisha. Chasam nami kiddushanina. We said no. It's only hachnasa. It's another detail. Tashma and the third one. Yeshav aras kochavim patur, but the mishtachav patur. V'yamai ha'akrin l'shtachavaya kol ikur. Am mishtachavay nami kiddushanina. So the Gemara has to have a meaning by all of them and knocked it out. Of course, Shabbos, we had the first, we had the last, we spoke about Harisha, we spoke about Hotzah, but all the Malachas we know are learned from the Mishkan. Although for the Mishkan, it's Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Memtes, where Harisha is listed at the beginning of that, of the Brisa, where the Brisa says, Arboam, Ovos Malachas, Ram Chasar Achas, Keneged Me, Amadur of Chanir, Rapapa, Keneged Avodos HaMishkan. And the Gemara quotes the Brisa of what was done in the Mishkan. Haim Zaru V'atem lo tizru. Haim katsru v'atem lo tziksru. Haim elu has a question. V'yakarka lagala v'atem lo tachnisu mirushus harabim lirushus hayachid. What's fascinating is, where's Harisha? Where's Harisha? Right? It says, all these malachas were done in the Mishkan. And the Brisa gives examples of 2, 3, and 39. So why don't I just list like 1 to 39, just say 1, 2, 39. Or it says, where's Harisha? So the Aruch Chaim talks about this. There's a Tosfos in Chulin, I think, about it, about what, how did, these were all done in the Mishkan, meaning in the Midbar. Did they do Harisha in the Midbar? And Zeriah and Ketzira? Did things grow in the Midbar? Was there like an oasis around where they were? That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh discusses. Maybe the Be'er Miriam made a whole, made it fertile, and therefore they could do it. But did they do Harisha? Maybe they started with Zeriah in the Mishkan, even though Harisha is the natural process that should proceed it. But it's interesting, the Harisha, Dafka number one, is not on this list. Tosfos in Pesachim, as we mentioned in the past, also has another source, not Mishkan, which also makes a lot of fits into our understanding, and that is Tosfos in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin. Maybe the 39 malachas come from those were the malachas we did in Mitzrayim, and because they, and that's why Tosfos said, how do you know that? Because Avodas Perech in Atbash is Vagal Vav Gimel Lamed, which is 39. Right, and that's what Tosfos said. Tosfos uses gematria. Tosfos says, "Ukshen nigalu mitzrayim, his hiranu ala Shabbos lishvos me osam lam has malachas." It's amazing. Historically, you used to do this. You're not going to do them on Shabbos, and that's what we say in Kiddush, which bothers many. Zechli tzias mitzrayim. How Shabbos is zechli tzias mitzrayim? According to this Tosfos, it's quoting a medrash. Tosfos is quoting a medrash. Kuf Yud Zayin amid base. Rav Chaim Kadievsky has a sefer. One of the kuntrasim he has is quoting from the Rishonim, and also the kunch that I remember is from Tosfos, but other Rishonim. Whenever they quote a Medrash, we're not sure where it is. He says where it is. He has all these different kuntrasim. He has a kuntras where every time the Marsha says kuf lamed at the end of his paragraph, you don't know if it's kal lahavin or kasha lahavin, right? So he explains whether it's kal or kasha in regarding that. But either way, that's the svarim that he has. Okay, boy Reb Zeira next. Ein Shabbos b'shvias mahu. What if Bezdin Paskins that you don't have to keep Shabbos during Shemitah? Why would they say that? We'll see. But my toe, Bahadin Kra, this Pasik, Baharisha Bakasir Tishbos. It says you have to rest from assuming this Pasik is talking about Shemitah, which itself is a discussion in the Tanoim. You shall rest during Shemitah from plowing. So maybe you should only rest from plowing if you've been plowing the whole week. So Bizman Diika Harisha Ika Shabbos. Bizman Deleka Harisha Leka Shabbos. Right, if you're not doing it the whole week, maybe there's no mitzvah. Mi amrinon kiven de mekaymin la b'shar shnei shavua. So is that called knocking out an entire area of halacha? Mi amrinon kiven de mekaymin la b'shar shnei shavua. Since you're admitting to Shabbos the rest of the years of Shemitah, kibitol mixas v'kiyam mixas dami, and therefore you are chayv a paralam davar. They are. Odilma kivat ka'akrin le b'shvias kakiras haguf dami. Or do we say they're knocking out a whole year's worth of Shabbos? So it's kakiras haguf. Amravina tashma. So we'll prove it from a different area of halacha. Navi shenisnabe. So far, how many areas of halacha have we had about knocking out a mitzvah? Now we're about to have navi sheker. So navi sheker, zakein mamre we had, and paralam davar shel tzibur. Right, all three of those. So navi shenisnabe la'akar davar midivrei Torah chayiv. If a navi knocks out a mitzvah midaraisa, so then he is going to be chayiv misa. Lebitol mixas lokiyah mixas. What if he only knocks out part of a mitzvah? Rib Shimon Omer Pater. Shimon says Pater in that case. Uba avodas kochavim, but if it's about avodas zara, a navi that tells us to do avodas zara, afilu amar hayom ovdo lamachar batla. Right, even if he says only worship it today and tomorrow you can nullify it, chayiv. Even that is chayiv, and that's an example in this brisa of bittel mixas and giyah mixas. Shema mina in Shabbos b'shvius kibittel mixas, because you see, if it's temporary, it's considered a bittel b'mixas. Kibittel mixas with giyah mixas dami shema mina. Good. Next topic. Horu Bezdin, that's the beginning of every Mishnah in this parak, so we know it's about, the parak is about Paralam Dover. So Horu Bezdin, V'yada Echad Mehem She'tohu, right, we had this referred to back on Daf Beis, if Bezdin Paskin, and one of the members of the Bezdin knew there was a mistake made, V'yamar Lam, and he says to them, Tohanatem, he says, you are mistaken. How do you do this? O Shalohaya Mufla Shal Bezdin Sham. Or, a different case, the head of the Bezdin, the greatest rabbi, was not there that day. He was busy. And the Mefarshim pointed out, there has to be somebody who took his place. Because remember we had earlier, if you're missing one Dayan, then the whole thing doesn't apply. So it must be you had 71, you just didn't have the greatest one there. Right? Somebody took his place. Or there was a problem with the Bezdin HaGadol. Right? There was somebody in the 71 who wasn't supposed to be there. Ger, O Mamzer, O Nasin, O Zakein, Shlo Roy Labanim. Our Gersa is that it's Zakein Shlo. It's one thing. Other have it, Vishalo Roy Labanim. Hareza Pater, all these cases, that's not a parallel Mdavar Shal Tzibur. Shene Amar, Kan Eda, Venamar Lahalan Eda. Because it says here Eda, by parallel Mdavar Shal Tzibur, and it also says by Dina Nefashis, Eda. Ma Eda Amur Lahalan, Kulan Ru'uyin Lahora. Af Eda Amur Kan, Achiyu Kulan Ru'uyin Lahora. And here, somehow, there was somebody who shouldn't have been there, he got in, and therefore it's not, again, it's not called a hora, it's not called a psak, and therefore it wouldn't have the power. The Mefarshim are talk about what, the last one about Zakein, Einroi Labanim, he doesn't have Rachmanis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Did he have children and now he's just not old enough? That's a question exactly what that one means. Oshal ha'ilo mufla shal bezin shaminalon. How do you know that even if the greatest rabbi is not there, they're not chayiv? Amr of sheshes v'chein tana d'ver b'yishmoel. Bebneima amru horu b'darash ha'stukim bo p'turin. Why do we say that if it's b'feirish in the Torah, there's p'tur? Bebnei shal hem lo mod v'lo lamdu. Because that's not called shogeg. They should have known. It's Beferish in the Torah. That's not called a Horah. Or it's not called Shogig on their part. Lohaya Mufla Shal Bezdin Shamnami. The same thing. If the greatest rabbi isn't there, Peturin. Bebnei Shal Lohaya Lohem Lomo V'lo Lamdu. They should have waited till he got back. They should have spoken to him. So that's just Pshia. Right? That's not a regular case of Shogig. Nemer Shal Meidav Nemer Kaneda. Achiyu Kulim Ruyin Lohora. They have to all be Roy Lohora. V'hasa Minala. And how do we know? By Dina Nefashis. It's the Aleph Royal Hora, Damar of Chiz, Damar Kravis, Yasvu Sham, Imach. Moshe, they should stand there with you. Imach, Vedomen Lecha, meaning all Miyuchas. Ve'ema, interesting, Miyuchas, with Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was an illicit relationship after the Torah was given, it was an aunt and a nephew. But, right, Amram and Yocheved, Vedomen Lecha. Okay. Ve'ema, Imach Lashchina. Maybe that means Lashchina. What does that mean? Rashi has two pshatim. Maybe it means Lashchina, that nobody like you is allowed to go into the Makom HaShchina whenever you want. Maybe that's what Shchina means. Or it means that, right, there's going to be a Hashras HaShchina. So, like, on them, like you. But either way, maybe it doesn't mean regarding our halacha. El Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Krav Nasu Itcha. Itcha Bedomin Lecha. Right, and therefore we compare it to Moshe, and that's why they all have to be Ra'ui Leho Ra'a. Good. One more section for today. Horu Bezdin Shogegin. Vasu Kalakal Shogegin. That's the classic case. Everybody Shogeg. Mevi and Par. That's a Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur. Mezidin Vasu Shogegin. What if Bezdin was Bezdin? Bezdin is so far-fetched to think about. They were mazed in giving a mistaken psak? But that's the case. Mezidin Vasu Shogegin. Mevi and Kispa Vasira. So they can't be relying on Bezdin's fault there. Bezdin Shogeg. So they have to bring their own private chatas. Kispo Seira. Shogigid Vasu Mizidin. If Bezdin was Shogig and they were Mazin, what does they were Mazin mean? The Meiri says here, they knew that Bezdin was wrong. They knew that Bezdin was wrong. It wasn't that they had any question, right? Or they thought that they knew that there was no chiyuv to listen to Bezdin in this case, and they did it anyway. But either way, they were Mazin. Hare Elu Peturin. So that's Pater. So says the Gemara. Shogigid Vasu Mizidin Hare Elu Peturin. If they were mazed, they're potter. Hashogeg dumya de mazed chayef. But if they had a little shogeg element of of their actions, so then they would be chayev. Hey, chidami, what's the case? The case we had back on daf base. Shahoru bezden shechel mutter. Bezden paskin that a piece of chelav is mutter. And the person meant to pick up the shuman, and he picked up the chelav by mistake. So the Mishnah is mashma. Maybe that's a case that you'd be chayev. So lema tifshur hadabai rami brachama, but didn't Rami Brachama had a suffix about this on daf base? So why don't we bring this Mishnah as a raya? So amalacha, no, don't be medayik anything from the Mishnah. It was just having a parallel lashon. Mishum de tana resha miziden va'asu shogegin tana seva shogin va'asu miziden. But don't think that there is a diuk that you can make from this case. Okay, we'll have to stop here again. A lot of yesodos in parallel darshal sibur mentioned here. But Beth Shem will continue next time with daf hey.